KFSR presents the Fresno State Student Spotlight with Fresno State's Vice President for Student Affairs and Enrollment Management, Dr. Frank Lummis, and Fresno State Student Special Guests, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Dr. Frank Lummis. Thanks for joining us this morning. I'm excited to have three guests with me today. Our Student Recreation Center Director, Derek Walters. Welcome, Derek.
Thank you. Thanks for having us here today.
And two Rec Center colleagues who are students here at Fresno State, Casey Jones and Rocky Perez. Welcome.
Good morning.
Morning. Nice to be here early Sunday during spring break.
Great, great. Today we're going to talk about the Student Recreation Center on campus and how Fresno State supports healthy lifestyles for students through the resources provided through the Rec Center. And so I think the first question is for you, Derek. What's your role at Fresno State within the Student Rec Center? And then I'll ask my two student guests to talk a little bit about it.
Well, I'm the director, so I'm basically in charge of the budget and those sort of things, the main operations of the building. I do have four full-time benefited staff, one that is in charge of overseeing our student staff at the front desk in our member services area and reservations, things like that. And then we have a manager that oversees all of our recreation programs. And then she has a intramural coordinator that reports to her. And then we have a member services administrative assistant that reports to our assistant director and oversees all of our finances and makes sure the bills are paid and things like that. So you're
management.
We're management. And then we have right around 70 students that we employ. So, You know, coming from a student affairs background, it's always been my philosophy to be light on top and try to provide opportunities for our students.
Sure.
You know, because we're open 17 hours a day. So, you know, they're there to open the building in the mornings. They close it up at night. They're there on the weekends without full-time people around a whole lot. So they get a really good experience with leadership and things like
that. So. I don't know if you know this, but my first college job was in the rec center at SUNY Potsdam about 100 years ago. And that's what got me first started in student affairs work. So you can blame my rec center experience for all of this. But yeah, that was my first job and it was fun.
Yeah,
it was interesting.
I did too. When I was a student, I worked at our student rec center at Kansas State. And same thing, I mean, it's got to be one of the best jobs on campus. So many people come to the rec center and they're there because they want to be there. And so you get to see people are happy.
Sure.
It's a great place to work.
You get to meet a lot of people.
Right.
As a freshman, I met more people just hanging out at the issue room, as we called it.
Yeah.
We gave out racquetball rackets and basketballs, all sorts of things.
Yeah.
So
how
about you guys? Tell me a little bit about what your major is here at the university, maybe where you're from. Just a little bit about yourself also.
Well, I'm Casey, and I'm from Dos Palos, California. It's like a really small town. And so coming from a small town, getting this job was like really nice because I got to meet so many different people, like you were saying. And I work in the member services department. So in there, I do a bunch of the staff memberships, and I assist with students when their ID doesn't work to get into the rec center. And then I also help with intramurals. We do all the like payments go through us and stuff like that. But since I've been working here since my freshman year and I'm a junior.
Great.
So I've been kind of all over the place. I've worked front desk a little bit. I've done books for intramurals a few times. And I work event staff too. So I'm just all over the place.
You've got a great experience.
Yeah.
That's,
it's so much
that's
fun.
That's good. That's good. Now you're talking about member services. I've lost my ID twice this semester. In 30 years, I've never lost my ID at any campus. In fact, I have a collection of all my IDs from my freshman year in college. And I've lost it twice here. So I think today I'm back at Bulldog Express for another ID. All right, Rocky, how about you?
Well, my name's Rocky Perez. I'm from Manteca. I'm from up north, so not that far away, but definitely I get the small town feel that Casey was talking about. I work for intramural sports. I'm actually the program supervisor. So I not only officiate intramural sport games, but I also, I'm in charge of overseeing training for new officials, making sure everything runs smoothly, doing books, score input, things like that, little nitty gritty stuff behind the scenes. And it's really great. I've been working here since my freshman year. I'm a junior now. Met a lot of great people, great staff, real close. Great experience overall.
Sure. What's your major here?
I'm a psychology major, actually.
How about you, Casey?
I'm a kinesiology PE major.
Okay, so kinesiology and psychology. All right. I'm intrigued about the intramural reffing and all of that. So have you teed anybody up yet? Or, you know, are you one of those people that let them play a little bit? If you were, you should have been at the NCAA finals because I think they were going to have both second teams playing in the second half with all the fouls that were called in that game.
Yeah, honestly, I do like giving out technicals, granted when they're deserved, but...
Okay, well, that's good to know.
No, we try and keep it running smoothly. Granted, it all depends on the game, how the guys or girls are playing. If it's a real tough game, then we're going to be calling a lot of fouls, trying to keep it under control.
Sure.
But I like to let them play.
It's one of the toughest jobs to be a referee, I think. Really difficult.
One of the things that we're really proud of is we have at least two referees that have done state final games in high school games.
Wow.
So our program and training has really been successful. And like I said, two have already done some state finals. Uh-huh. And we have at least two or three others that have done at least up through Valley playoffs and things like that.
Great.
So
they got their start with you guys.
So they started with us.
So is that where you're going, Rocky, in the future? You're going to be reffing some games?
Hope to. It'd be great. I hope to ref some high school football. That'd be nice. That'd be real fun.
All right. Well, good. Yeah, well, I often talk about how student jobs become a stepping stone sometimes to opening up other venues that you want to go into. And in my case, as I said earlier, I started in rec, became an RA. I was a college basketball player, student government. Oh, well, that's why I'm here today. So maybe one of you will be vice president in a few years. Well, who knows? We'll see what happens. Well, tell me a little bit more about the Rec Center's resources. What are some of the really signature programs that our students can take advantage of?
The main one is our intramural program, and Rocky can talk about that in a bit, but we also offer group fitness classes, and those are completely free to students and staff that have the membership. And it's a variety of different classes like yoga, Zumba. We have this class called Body Pump, and they all work different areas of your body. And besides the rec center, there's the Bulldog Walking Trails. So earlier this week was National Walking Day. I think there's a map on a website on campus that maps out all the trails.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
Seen it.
And one thing to add, too, is we do have an indoor track, which is very unique. So during the summer, I know it gets really hot here in Fresno and people don't like walking outside or running outside. So that's a really good option for us as students to use it.
So let me just highlight. So obviously there's lots of things for students that you talked about, Casey. Our faculty and staff can also be members. Can alums or community folks be members?
No, they can't, but they can be guest passed in by a faculty or a student. So passes are $10, so they can come in. And then staff memberships are $25 a month. So it's pretty
reasonable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Rocky? What kinds of things do you think are highlights, signature programs for the Rec Center?
Definitely intramurals. I think intramurals is great because it's just a bunch of college students playing sports against each other for fun. You don't really have to have any experience with the sport. You can come out and just try out, say, basketball. We have different divisions. We have a lower division for people who aren't as experienced, and then we have Division I with some of these athletes could be college players, man. Some of them are pretty good. And it's definitely fun. It's great because you get to meet a lot of people. Most of the people who do one sport for intramurals, we'll do another sport. You're in constant contact with the same people. So eventually start making a lot of friends, see them around campus, say, hey, what's up? I played against you. That was a great shot, man.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. And then we do also tournaments. Tournaments are really fun. Like we do ping pong and it gets real competitive sometimes. Mm-hmm. Get some great ping pong players out there. You just get to meet a lot of people, have fun, and you can win a shirt out of it.
All right. It sounds like I need another T-shirt, right?
Exactly.
So now do faculty and staff get to play in intramurals if they want, or is it just for the students?
It's faculty and staff and students. I haven't seen a faculty team out yet, but I think that'd be real cool.
So I need to bring my jump shot back, huh? That's what you're telling me here for the basketball.
Yeah.
Now, I found, again, the older I get, the further I get from the basket. So I'm about 30 feet now. Don't drive to the hoop. None of that. I don't want to get hurt any worse. No, I don't bring the Kareem Abdul hook shot back, but I got the three-pointer working usually. So how did you two get to work at Rec? Is it something that you really enjoyed? Were you here at Dog Days and said, wow, what a nice facility? What made you gravitate to the Rec Center?
Well, since my major is in kinesiology, I thought, wow, like that would be a really cool on-campus job. And I actually saw it at Preview Day, before I came here.
Mm-hmm.
And right, I think around dog days, I turned an application in. And like within a week, I was hired. And I was really excited as a freshman. Mm-hmm. And then I got to staff training and I was the only freshman there.
Wow.
So that was very intimidating. But I mean, it honestly is like a blessing in the long run because I've had so much experience here and I've met like so many people over the years.
Sure, sure. So it's become kind of a social experience, a work experience, mm-hmm. a bunch of different things all wrapped into one.
Yeah.
Plus helping you pay for your college.
Yeah, of course.
Good.
I've met like most of my friends either are my coworkers or just people I've met at the rec center because mm-hmm. I feel like if I'm not working, I'm either working out or playing intramurals right. there. Right. So I feel like I live there most
sure,
of the time.
Sure. Well, I assume it's going to be a good thing for you when you graduate and looking for a job in your field to have this experience.
Yeah, it's going to be great, especially having some great sources like Derek and our boss, Amy and Martha as well.
So you're already hitting them up for a reference letter.
Yeah, can I get that letter of rec?
All right, good, good, good. How about you, Rocky?
Actually, I've always been into sports. I've always liked working out, things like that, and saw the rec actually at dog days, and it was really nice. I was like, man, I want to go in there, see how it is.
Mm-hmm.
Saw the indoor track that really pulled me in. And it was within the first 2 weeks at State, I went to the rec center to play basketball. And I was walking into the basketball courts and I look at the door and I see officials wanted.
Uh-huh.
Big old paper with the black and white stripes on there. I was like, that'd be a cool job for throughout my college career. And
sure.
It's definitely paid off.
Yeah.
Put in an application. Week later, we were at training.
So tell me what your most memorable experience at the rec center has been, either working or as a student.
Ironically, it's me falling at a basketball game. I was, yeah.
Okay.
It was in the middle of a game, and I was running down court, and I had my head turned, and my foot just got stuck and fell down. And, of course, our cameraman, Dan, got it on camera. So you see me going down midair. Luckily, no one really saw. I don't know how, except for one person who came up to me after and was like, hey, I caught you. I saw you fall. But other than that, just how close we are as a staff, we do a lot of things together.
Mm-hmm.
Like we've gotten together outside of work as a staff and just hung out. We do a lot of things. Like when we're training, we play like just 2 weeks ago, we played slap ball, which is like kickball, softball kind of thing. Real fun.
All right. How about you, Casey?
My most memorable part about working here is probably also how close the staff is. Being in member services, there's only four of us, but we all still hang out with the front desk and intramurals staff as well. And my best friend is actually on intramural staff. So me and her have classes together, and that's how we met is through the rec center. So without this job, like, it's crazy to think that I wouldn't have met my college best friend. Like, it's pretty crazy.
Very nice. Very nice.
One of the fortunate things for us on the management side is that most of our student employees started with us as freshmen and then they stay with us the whole time they're here. We have very little turnover. So it is a hard job to get because students don't leave
mm-hmm.
and until they graduate. But they're right. I mean, it's almost like a fraternity or sorority. Mm-hmm. The staff there, they hang out together after sure. hours. They do sure. things together. So we're really fortunate
That's great.
To have a great, great staff. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, often talk about students getting involved and engaged on campus, and there are a lot of different paths for students to walk. And sounds like this was the path that you were meant to walk and be involved. And here you get not only the personal benefit of the job and the friendships, but also to give back to your fellow students in terms of the programs and services that you do. So sounds like it'd be a really good thing and something you'll look back on someday and feel really positive about. So that's great. So I'm a new student, whether I'm here at Dog Days as a freshman, a first-year student, or a transfer student, and fitness may not be, if you read a lot of the studies about our society, unfortunately, some of them can be kind of negative in terms of folks not being in very good shape, in terms of eating habits and workout, and even just walking and, making sure they drink water every day and things like that. So what would you recommend to students who are new to fitness and all of this so that they could take advantage at the rec center so it wouldn't be intimidating for them? Because I know sometimes people won't join certain gyms because you walk in there and you're like, oh my goodness, this person looks like they're here 20 hours a day and I don't look like that. So you get a little intimidated. So are there some things that you would recommend to your fellow students in terms of the rec center?
Well, we first encourage people just to come out to the rec center in general because we have so many options there. They can choose what they want to make them most comfortable. But in recommendation-wise, we have personal training services offered, and they can teach you how to do the proper lifts and stuff like that and help guide you on what to do if you don't know what to do. And then we also have the group fitness classes, which start at a beginning level, so that way anyone can just jump in any time of the semester and know what to do.
So no reason to be intimidated when you go to the Fresno State Rec Center.
Nope.
Everybody gets to start at wherever they are and kind of get to where they want to be, it sounds like. Great, great. And I know we have a nutritionist over at the Student Health Center. Do you ever work with them in any of this stuff?
Yeah, so the Student Health Center, they come to the Rec Center sometimes and do body composition testing.
Great.
And they also do their fresh fruit days. They bring fruit to the rec, and the students love it. Like, we have to keep refilling those bins constantly, so it's really nice to have that partnership with
them. Well, yeah, it's a wonderful partnership, you know, to get people both nutritionally and recreationally involved. So anything you want to add to that, Rocky?
Yeah, bring a friend. That's the best advice I could give you. Even if you don't come with a friend, just show up. Try and make a friend at the rec center. You don't know how to do a certain lift, just walk up to someone, say, excuse me, can you show me how to do this? I'm not quite sure. They'll understand. I mean, everyone starts somewhere. You don't have to be the strongest person in the gym to make a friend. I've had people come up to me like that, and it feels good being asked, hey, can you help me with that, and making that friend. So use the people that are around you, and also know if you are that person that doesn't like to work out in front of people. There are certain times throughout the day where there's really no one there, especially early in the morning. It's your best bet. But just come out, put your head down, and work out.
Sure. So it sounds like a pretty welcoming place to students, faculty, and staff. No shaming or anything like that.
Oh, yeah. No, everyone's real nice. No one really says anything. Or I'm actually in Greek life, and I know a lot of people who've been approached at the gym just, hey, what's up, man? Like, just talking to each other and seeing if they want to rush.
Mm-hmm.
Rocky brings up a good point that it being a social place for people to meet. I've noticed over the last 30-some years at the different universities where I've worked that majority of the students that come with somebody else or they meet somebody there. So not unlike a student union, it's really a social thing. Mm-hmm. And so Rocky's right when he's talking about, you know, people coming together and things like that. And I think that motivates people, too, to stick with the program when sure. they have a partner or two or three other people coming with them.
Derek, why don't we tell people a little bit about how many people actually use the rec center? I'm always startled when I see the numbers when you do your annual report and give it to us. Tell people a little bit about that.
Well, you know, the rec center opened a little over 11 years ago. It was a student referendum, and students voted in favor of it. And since we've opened, we've had over 2.5 million people use it.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. So we average almost 250,000 people at their uses a year. And this semester alone, we've already had over 86,500 uses. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we average throughout the whole year, if you take holidays when we're open, break periods and things like that, we average right around 1,000 people a day. And if you look at a regular academic semester, for instance, this spring semester, we're averaging 1,375 people a day. So
that's quite a bit.
It's been a very positive thing that the university has added. Before, they had to share space in the North Gym and the South Gym, and they didn't get it till, you know, kinesiology classes were over and athletic practices were over. And, and since they built the rec center and made it a dedicated space just for student drop-in use, it's really been a big boon, I think, for the university.
Right. Yeah. So a lot of your classmates are using this. And some faculty and staff. Would you say that most of the users are students? Would you break that down a little bit? What percent are faculty and staff?
It's majority students. I mean, we probably have a little over 100 faculty and staff that, that have joined.
Okay.
You know, like they said, you know, they can purchase a membership as employees.
Right.
So probably a little over 100.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Great. So we're getting down to the end of the semester, and I'm kind of curious what may be some of the end of the semester or summer programs and things that we have to look forward to.
During the summer, students have to pay for the rec center, but it's only $30 for the entire summer, which
is... that's a deal.
Yeah, it's a really big steal.
I said deal, not steal.
It's a good deal. But we still offer group fitness classes during the summer.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, it's really cool air-conditioned place to come work out.
Sure, and convenient.
It's always a plus. And then,
great parking right around it.
Mm-hmm.
What's not to like? So, Derek, tell us a little bit about the future. What's the vision for enhancing any new programs or services, any facilities, et cetera?
Well, within the rec center, over spring break, we're going to have MTVU television and that program installed in the rec center. So it'll be the same thing that they have in the student union.
Oh, okay. So
we'll have that. And then in the outdoor areas, we've had what's called the kinesiology field, which is behind the South Gym and between there and the tennis courts. Those were renovated this past year with brand new lights. The field has been totally renovated with new grass. And
really turned out nicely.
It is very beautiful. Nice. It's beautiful. And, you know, I've worked with one of the professors in engineering who's laid the fields out for us. So it's easy to paint now. We do it all by GPS. So mm-hmm. we know exactly where corners are. And it makes it so much easier now for the painters to paint the fields.
Yeah, great partnership.
It's been great, and our intramural staff uses it, and then sport clubs use it. So now we have a venue on campus for sport clubs to play their matches and a little bit of practice. So that's been really nice, and we're hoping to maybe find another space to spread out some of the use from just the one field to maybe another field, too. So we've got some ideas on some locations. Hopefully, maybe we can get some private-public partnerships with that, too. And maybe there's somebody out there that would like to help us out with that project.
Yeah. David Embry, who's been on our program before, is always out there trying to find some friends that might want to invest in the student experience.
Right. And yeah, and that's a good one because we do get a lot. And like we say, it covers more than just our intramural program. It covers, you know, another group of students that play sport clubs, too.
Sure. Sure, our clubs, even just recreational use on the campus for the everyday student to have another green space for that.
Yeah,
it's a wonderful thing.
It's great for drop-in, and also, you know, our clubs and organizations can use it for some of their philanthropies and things like that.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Rocky, Casey, anything you want to add to that?
For intramurals, we're actually looking to add a video game-like tournament. So it'll be like FIFA, Madden, 2K. It'll be cool because it'll be a little something different. We're always looking to add some more sports. We'd love to hear from the students. So all you out there listening, if you have some ideas, stop by the rec and give them to front desk or member services, and we'll try our best and see what works.
So it sounds like, from what I heard from you all morning here, you're very open to student input and our staff and faculty, if they have a great idea, to come by and talk to you and see if we can make it happen.
Oh, yeah. All we do is for the students. So we want to hear from them. It's for them. We want them to be happy. So, yeah, definitely is very inviting. We take your criticism to heart.
In a positive way, I'm sure.
Definitely a positive way. Try and make it as best we can, because like I said, it is for the students.
That's great. You know, being your vice president, I don't get very many complaints about what you do every day. So I take that as a positive sign, because people will definitely let their voice be heard on some things. And, you know, other than the occasional machine not working as well as we'd like it to, because all the use it gets, I think people are very proud, very happy to have such a beautiful facility on our campus that they can use in between classes, before or after classes. And so I want to thank you for everything you do for our campus. And so with that, thanks again to my Fresno State guests, Derek, Casey, and Rocky, for being with us today. Thanks for joining us this morning, and please join us again next Sunday morning at 10:30 for another Fresno State Student Spotlight on KFSR. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Fresno State Student Spotlight. We're on the air at 90.7 and streaming worldwide at www.kfsr.org. Good morning, everyone.
KFSR presents the Fresno State Student Spotlight every Sunday morning at 10:30. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.